This is Fresh Air. Dennis Lehane is a native Bostonian who has set most of his novels in the city, including the bestseller Mystic River and Gone Baby Gone. We called him earlier today to talk about seeing his city attacked and then put under lockdown. Dennis Lehane, thank you for joining us. So first, just describe to us where you are right now in Boston without giving us the address of your home.
Sure. We're in this place where Boston, Alston, Brighton, Alston Brighton neighborhood of Boston and Brookline meet. So essentially right near Boston University, and directly across the river from MIT.
So you're in shutdown right now. You're locked down.
Yes.
Just tell me what's been going through your mind today as you're trapped at home and Bostonians have no idea what to expect.
There's that. You know, absolutely, there's a sense of this, you know, very dangerous loose cannon out there, and that's giving everybody pause. The streets are empty. Nobody's leaving their home. Everybody's taking this very seriously. That's been a big thing that's going through my head. I probably know some of the members of law enforcement involved right now, and that's given me a little pause.
Because you're worried about them?
Yeah, that sense of, sheesh, I hope nobody I know steps into the line of fire. It's a very selfish thought, but of course that's what we think of. We think of the people we know first, and then we, you know, extrapolate from there. So, and then, you know, just in general, this sense of something that we're all just processing. I mean, you say, well, I'm not panicking. Well, are you not panicking because you're in shock, or are you not panicking because you're processing, or you're not panicking because panic wouldn't help? What are you going to do? You just do the best you can. You watch the news reports. You hope for the best and keep an eye on your kids.
So what are you doing? Are you just like reading Twitter feeds and watching the news and listening to the radio?
I'm going back and forth. My daughter, because they keep playing, my daughter seems to be blissfully ignorant of what's going on until they start replaying the tape of the gunfight in Watertown last night. And so when she hears the gunfire, she says, "Daddy, that movie scares me." So we've been either turning it off or then checking our computers, or, you know, we've been kind of catch-as-catch-can on it.
How old is she?
She's almost four.
How are you describing all this to her?
So far, so good. So far, she hasn't engaged it except to say it's a scary movie. So she doesn't quite understand that this is going on.
You write about criminals. You write about crime. Have you been trying to think, who are these guys?
Yeah,
what's been going
sure.
through their minds?
I mean,
why did they do this?
The why to me is, you know, it's not at all surprising to me that one of the first things you heard about the suspects was that they said they had no American friends, that they've been in this country at least 5 years, but they never felt part of the society. And they say that's usually building block A for creating any type of terrorist, whatever their cause. Is that you should feel that you feel ostracized from the society that you're in, and so that was something that I felt right from the beginning was whoever these guys are, whatever the cause they've wrapped themselves in, that's not going to be the real reason. And I feel that about jihadists. I feel that about white supremacists. I feel that about, you know, militia idiots like Tim McVeigh. It's really not. It's the cause they grabbed to deal with the other issue. And the other issue is isolation, or the other issue is rage, or the other issue is we don't know exactly what the other issue will turn out. But it will turn out to be something very human, and in some small way it'll turn out to be something very pathetic. And then this, what was the click that drove them to get to the point where they could be so desensitized that they could knowingly kill and maim children? I don't know, because I can't get to that click.
Where were you Monday?
I was here. I was at my home. And then I noticed that my cell service went down. My wife got through on a landline and then said there's a rumor that there was some sort of explosion at the Marathon. And then I turned on the TV. It was within, I think, 10 minutes. I turned on the TV and there was the beginning of it. And you knew immediately once you saw the second one. You know, it's the first one was, oh, that could have been a gas explosion. 9 seconds later, you see the second one a block away, and you say, oh, that's it. This is terrorism. And then I went and walked out on the street, and I walked over to the marathon route and, you know, just looked at people. The things that I'll never forget were that, you know, everyone was hugging and everyone was checking their phones over and over because they couldn't get service. So looking at them over and over and over again and you know, pounding them with their fingers.
You strike me as somebody who wants to be where the action is when you can, wants to know about it. When you heard about the attack at the Boston Marathon, you walked to where the marathon finish line was, as close
not
as you could get.
Not to the finish line, no. I did
as
not
close
go to
as you could
line.
Get. Yeah, no,
I'm a
I mean, no, nobody could. No,
right.
Nobody could. But now, like, except for the police, no one could get to where anything is. Like, you have no choice but to stay home. And
right.
I guess I'm wondering what that feels like, knowing, like, you have no choice but to stay home, and neither does anybody else. And in that sense, there's, like, no action going on except for what the police know about and what the police are trying to do.
If it were another city, I might feel different. I have such a somewhat proprietary bond toward this city. I have such an embracement of it that I feel like, you know, my friends in blue are out there doing their job. And so, you know, we'll just hang out until they tell us it's an all clear. It feels personal in the best possible way.
Well, Dennis Lehane, I really want to thank you for talking with us. I wish you the best. I wish your city the best. I hope this ends soon in a positive way. And thank you for your books. Thank you for your time today. And I spent a fair amount of time in your city. I love your city, and I wish it good things.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Terry. I hope for the same thing.
Dennis Lehane recorded earlier today from his home in Boston. His novels set in Boston include Mystic River and Gone Baby Gone.